Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Screwball Radio coming straight at you from the Matrix. I'm Black Poet. You got my man Comet. You got my man E. Mossberg on
yeah,
the
yeah.
End. What's the dilly, homie?
Hey, nah, what's good out there? Peace, world.
Winter Wonderland.
What? So what's good with y'all, man? Episode 8 down there. Episode 8, baby.
No doubt, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah,
no
man.
Doubt. You got your long drawers on? You got your long drawers on over there? Huh?
Oh, you know, the thermals is on deck. The thermals is on deck. It's brick
it's
out there.
It's cold out there, man.
Yeah,
it's cold, man. It's cold.
Had a little,
it's cold.
Had this little snowstorm come through. It's been cold ever since.
You know, it's wintertime, you know, though. You know, that's what it's supposed
yeah,
to be.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Cold.
I ain't complaining. It is what it is.
Yeah, a lot of niggas complaining, man.
Yeah, put them thermals on.
Yeah, it's real out there in the field. But we here with that heat to warm motherfuckers up. You listening to Screwball Radio where we talk. We talk that talk. You heard? We just talk. And we play the dope shit that y'all niggas ain't hear. And we, you know, just keep it funky, man. Like, see, that preseason is popping right now. A lot of niggas is doing their thing right now. Them fucking Knicks is doing their thing, even though I hate their asses. But they doing some things in preseason. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, they got a pretty good young squad. From what I hear, they got a pretty good squad. Couple games
they
got to
win me back,
too.
They got to win me back. Like I told you earlier, Tommy, on the phone. The motherfuckers got to win me back, man. I'm not just going to be fuck the biggest. Word up. I ain't fucking with the biggest.
Yeah,
so they got to show me, yo.
They going to have to bring that Pat Riley energy back, man. Where they were just roughing cats up.
Yeah, nigga, when Jeff Van Gundy was getting drug around by Alonzo Mourning on his leg and shit. Back to them days.
We talk about them Knicks that was the Knicks that wasn't afraid to give Jordan that smoke. You remember? Y'all remember the infamous stare down that Xavier McDaniel and Jordan? That's what I want to see.
Oh yeah, the X-Men. That nigga wasn't no joke, man. We had a squad, man. Rest in peace, Anthony Mason, Big Patrick Ewing, Oakley, Starks.
Oh yeah.
Allen Houston. Come on, man. Point guard, who we had? We had Derek Harper. We had a few point guards. Then we had Sprewell. He's a shooting guard, though, but he was out there. But I think the best point guard we had was Derek Harper. And I think Chris Childs was pretty nice, too.
Yeah. Allen Houston was young.
Hell yeah, that nigga was a pure shooter, man. Pure shooter.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Hell yeah,
he
was an assassin from that perimeter.
Yeah, Jordan made it hard for all teams that those years, you know.
Hell yeah, I know them niggas want to shoot Jordan right now. Niggas want so mad at Jordan, the niggas ain't get no ring. Jordan fucked up a lot of legends getting the ring, yo. Word up.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'll tell y'all this, though. But y'all know when he retired to play baseball, you know how happy them niggas got? They were like, yo, this is our chance right now.
Hell yeah, this was the chance, nigga. That and when the season when they didn't, that shortened season. I don't think he played that's the year he was out of there, right? He didn't play that year. The year when the Knicks went all the way there and lost to Houston.
Nah, he didn't play that year.
That was our chance right
back
there,
in the 45. When he came out with the 45, everybody was like, damn. It was like Debo pulling back up on the bike.
Yeah, it's like LeBron now. Like, LeBron is in the game, and y'all niggas ain't getting no rings until this nigga retired. But while he was there, other niggas did get rings. Like, fucking Steph got his ring. Well, fucking a couple niggas got rings while LeBron was there, but while Jordan was there, nobody was getting no rings. Once he started getting rings, nobody was getting none once he started.
You just got a black eye. That's all you got from Jordan is a black eye.
And a broken heart.
You went home with a donut. You went home with a donut. Because 3 years in a row, three-peat two times.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the three-peat, leave the game. And then come back and three-peat again?
Come on. Niggas can't fuck with Jordan, man.
Yeah.
What's going on here,
that's
man?
The only reason why, probably why the Knicks ain't, you know, get a championship during that time. A lot of teams ain't even get a chance, but. And you had some contenders. You had contenders when Jordan was there. You had contenders, but they just. They wasn't finishes.
Look how many niggas didn't get a ring, yo. That was nice. Barkley didn't get a ring.
Drexler?
Reggie Miller didn't get a ring. Drexler. Carl Malone. Come on, man. These is greats, man. These guys are Hall of Famers. No ring because of fucking Jordan.
Jordan was the suffocator. That's what I call him. I called him the suffocator.
Yeah, man. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Penny couldn't even get a ring. Shaq had to go to L.A. to get a ring.
Oh, Penny would have got one. You know who would have got one? A couple of niggas would have got one if they stayed healthy, man. Tracy McGrady would have got one. Motherfucking Penny would have definitely got one. And Shaq, you crazy? Penny was the nigga. Remember little Penny? What? Penny was that nigga coming up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Talk about the little Penny commercial?
Yeah, they definitely had a.
He was that dude.
Yo, DeSean Kemp got a ring?
No.
Nope.
That was because of Jordan.
The Seattle Sonic? Nope.
Nah, that was because of Jordan.
That's crazy, yo. Is it because of Jordan or is it because he was in the West and the West was crazy? Because them niggas didn't really have to go against Jordan back then in the West. The West was.
They went head up in 96. That's where Jordan got his first three-peat ring, the second three-peat ring, when they went head to head with the Sonics.
In the playoffs or the fucking finals?
The finals.
They did.
What was
yeah.
That?
Yeah, because Jordan won that because he won the championship on Father's Day for his dad. He dedicated that game to him.
Against Sean
yeah,
Kemp.
Yeah. When his father was killed, when his father was murdered.
Against Sean Kemp in the Supersonics, that was that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they couldn't get nothing.
That was
Gary Payton.
Yeah, they couldn't get that.
Wow.
Yeah, Payton
crazy.
Was there with
that's
him, too.
That's when Barkley was over at Phoenix. That was when Barkley was in Phoenix. He was giving everybody the business. Jordan was not playing that year. He was getting everybody the business. Definitely.
That's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, Barkley, you know, E, man, you know you my nigga, E, man, but don't take this personal. But you kind of look like Barkley, yo, a little. So you got that Barkley head and shit. matter of fact, on the real, you got a fucking Teenage Mutant with Ninja Turtle head, my nigga. I said, yo, what's up? Some guy's not sure what's that. Yo, yo, this nigga got the Donatello. I'm saying, so you can bake on me too, man. You know, you bake on me, I can take it. I don't hear all kinds
of man,
black
that's
shit. But you know,
that's
you
all good. That's all good. That's all good.
Just
it's all love. I never got the Barkley before. I mean, you hit me with the baby face the other day. Somebody hit me the other day said I look like baby face. That was funny right there.
Oh, I forgot about that one, yo. I was like, chill, baby face. Yeah, the baby face. Yo, where the fuck is Bra Shea at, yo? Bra Shea, check in, nigga. Where the fuck you at, nigga? Word up, man. We need you on the mobile check in.
We cutting up, man. We need to check in.
My nigga Benny Hanna, North Carolina, he said he's supposed to be checking in. I don't know. My man Byron Baxter supposed to be calling up. You know, that's the brother, Nature little brother. You know, he wanted to make awareness of this a problem that he had, you know, with his son and shit. I'm going to let him talk about it if he calls up, you know, and get the people to support that cause. But until then.
Oh, no doubt.
Yo, hey. Let's keep it banging with something.
I'm gonna hit y'all with this one record that I got the other day, and it's from the Dog Pound and CNN. It's called Guidelines. And this
I know
crazy.
About that album coming.
Well, let's hear that. Shout out to Capone. Shout out to Dog Pound. Let's go.
Yo. What else? Sounds expensive.
Yeah.
That's corrupt. CNN. I'm on the West Coast, doing West Coast things. With my East Coast slayers corrupt. CNN, we bang. We on another level. Legends get high, we hit another level. Moon rocks in my socks and had another bezel. Shit crazy like a Portuguese wrestler. No gas when I ride. I'm something like a Tesla. I gave out free coke when I used to need a Tesla. White girl from Uyghur Park, think her name Vanessa. It's a two-man gang like EPMD. This is DPG mixed with NYC. Yo, so let me slow down a little bit. Cause once it get lit, it's gonna go down a little bit. Small time hustler doing good in the hood. Drink chance assembly doing good as we should. Yeah, man, I want that same smoke that Gotti had. Us four together, this is a body bag. West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never waste my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit not in the game from the sideline. That West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never waste my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit not in the game from the sideline.
When Nori say Gotti, he talking about me. The real motherfucker hood, dirty OG. You ever got your chest compressed? I mean, when it touches your back and it cracks your neck. I'm stomping on niggas like straight dead bodies.
That's what you get for fucking around with Young Gotti. How come I had to tell Daz about it? We kids, you getting mopped up in class about it. Capone, he told Nori about it. Now how all your homies beat the shit out you? I can't help but wonder why bitches always wanna act like niggas. CNN, DC,
West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never wait my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit, not in the game from the sideline. That West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never wait my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit, not in the game from the sideline.
Yeah, nigga, let's go. Chop him on down with the deck, though. That's on the chest, though. Full throttle moving that petrol. Get it how you wanna live, it's going through your vest, though. We mad class and burn niggas like asses. Us folks, who the fuck else can you imagine? Molly Rock, you niggas with one row. Seven crap, three dikes, nigga, I'm a CeeLo and go. I'm a so improved, move the crowd like rockin' Eric B. DPG, CNN, who you thought it would be? I'm from the era where we smoke and get hot. Cause I'm a dog pound, gangster cousin.
Real niggas.
It's the war, report updated with the information. The way we come through, nigga, is total devastation. Think it's a birdie on my shoulder, shit like killing East Coast, West Coast, fly.
Back to back Benzos, we the Roma out the crack windows. Murdered the game, we bought the hearse and a black limo. Opponent Norris, corrupt and dead. Get your car cut in half from the chopper with your busted ass. We touch more cash than bank tellers. We ain't artists, we just game sellers. Respect the culture, we lift the East and West Coast up. Nah, fix shit, flip it.
2021,
we still get. Moving like a stoppable force. Rotate, popping the cork from LA to the top of New York. Yeah, it's embedded in our bloodstream. Keep it gangster, you will never find a better thug team. You got a problem, we can talk about it. Cause you can find your dead body with the chalk around it. Just some shit you'll never forget. Like the day Bin Laden got America hit. Akasi, EST, 1976. That's all I wish. When I die, they gon' bury me rich. To CNN and DPG. Rest in peace to B.I.G. and P.A.C.
Look. That West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never wait my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit, not in the game from the sideline. That West Coast killers with that East Coast guideline. Never be late, homie, never wait my time. Yeah, I got a bit, I admit that was my crime. Haters talk shit, not in the game from the sideline.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That was hot right there. That's some heat right there for niggas for the winter. You heard?
Yeah, that was definitely dope.
Shout out, Dog Pound. Shout out, North. See, niggas is keeping it funky, man. Niggas is keeping that hardcore shit alive. Niggas can't tell me that shit ain't out there, man. A lot of niggas is dropping a lot of dope shit, so gotta look for it, y'all.
Yeah, that new Teflon joint is dope, too. That new Teflon.
Oh, hell yeah. Shout out, Tef. That shit is hard body.
Yeah, no shout out Jazzy Moto. Jazzy Moto.
No fake love. That no joint. Fake love.
Yeah.
Who that? Jazzy Moto?
Yeah, Jazzy Moto. Female producer. She's pretty dope. Yeah.
Oh, I ain't hip. I ain't hip. Who she produced?
I believe she did some Billy Dan's work, some Lil Fame work.
Oh, we got a female producer, and that's dope. Yeah, we gotta look up some of her work, man. Play some of that shit.
Fact. Yeah, Jazzy Moto.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I love when females do shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and do it the right way. Like, ain't nothing wrong with females rapping, man. But if you just fucking, you know, up there twerking and shit, yo, that's not, you know, really hip hop. You know, that's just more dance and shit, you know, with a little bit of rap, you know. But if you rapping, I respect you, yo, from the gate. I respect you from the bottom of my heart. If you spitting bars, oh, I respect that.
Yeah, Jazzy Moto. Yeah, that's her name, Moto.
Oh, shout out to her.
No Fake Love.
Look her up, y'all.
Teflon. Yeah, No Fake Love. Teflon, produced by Jazzy Moto.
My nigga Mikey D still out there running around going crazy. My nigga Mikey D from Jamaica, Queens. You know, he's a veteran, legend. He's been doing
that. Yeah, Mike D.
He ain't playing around with niggas. My nigga Kurt Digger, he ain't playing with niggas either. It's going down. My North Carolina niggas, they dropping. Benihana, Weapon Lord. It's going down. The whole fam. The whole guards.
Yeah, it's too much good music going on.
Yeah, man. It's too much, man. It's like, yo, you really got to find it, man. There's so much bullshit out there. You got to look through the bullshit and find it, man. Shout out to Bofat, producer on the come up. My man Furio, we working on a project, you know. Got a lot of shit out there, man. A lot of shit coming,
check
man.
Boy.
Each guy.
And also check
be aware,
our show,
man,
as well, because we play all that heat too. You gotta check our show, because we also have our ears to the streets as well. So, you know, if it's getting played here, it's fire.
No doubt.
She also produced Street Certified MOP record too. Shout out Jazzy Moto. Keeping her funky. She's keeping official.
Jazzy Moto. Was she an Asian chick?
Nah.
Oh, one girl. She's just slicing it up on the pads like that. Hi. Cause you know the name.
Yeah, she's nice.
The name make me think she Asian.
Yeah, Jazzy Moto. MOTO. She on Facebook. You know, she on Twitter.
Yeah, we gonna look her up, yo.
Yeah, at Moto Jazzy on Twitter. Jazzy Moto on Facebook. She's official.
Gotta make sure you got the right person.
Exactly.
Make sure you got the right person. I swear to God, yeah, there's a lot of lookalikes, yo. Because I told Howard the other day, remember, you know that chick that play in the Thor Ragnarok? And I think she plays in fucking MIB International. I thought.
Yeah, she's in Creed.
Was fucking, I thought that girl was fucking Red Run's daughter.
Nah, no way.
They look alike to me.
No, they don't look alike.
There's a lot of lookalikes out there, man.
She's
they
a little Red Run. Nah, she's light. She's lighter than her. She's lighter than her.
Well, at first glance, I ain't study her like that. I just seen the movie and I was like, oh shit, Red Run's daughter. My dumb ass. Then I said, oh no, that's not. That's a totally different fucking girl, yo.
Yeah, she's. She's lighter too. She's light skinned. Exactly.
She's doing her thing. She's doing her thing too in the movie game. A lot of females doing their thing. They're gonna have the chick that played Black Panther. I think it was his sister. She's gonna be the new Black Panther too. Right, I think.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Yep.
The females making their moves, man. Wonder Woman about to drop Christmas. You know. I'm a comic book head. I'm a superhero head. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm gonna check that shit out.
Yeah, you talking about Tessa? You talking about Tessa Thompson? Tessa Thompson. She's in Thor Ragnarok.
We got somebody called in, man. My man Benny Honest said called in. Yeah, I understand what's going on.
Tell them to try to call again and press one.
All right.
And we can bring him right back on.
All right. Hopefully he listening.
So yeah, anybody that want to call the show, the call number is 516-531-9596. Remember to press 1, and I can bring y'all on. All
right, man, let's keep it moving, man. With some fire for the streets. I know niggas is tired of listening to us talk. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit y'all with something else, man. And this is coming from you guys, as a matter of fact, man. Matter of fact, this joint here called Apex.
Off that smoke.
Let's go with it. That smoke shit is still available.
Yeah, go to bandcamp.com, comment 5000. So get that.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. We can bring it up. I think he's on the line right now. Let's bring, let's go ahead and bring him on right now. I see the 845 caller.
Yeah, it's hot for
him. 845, you on?
Yeah, I was Benny Hanna. I'm here with Weapon Lord.
What's up? What's going on, Benny Hanna? Straight from North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? New school war fan. Everything popping. What's going on, family, man? Let them know who you are, man. Who you be.
It's Benny Hanna, man. I'm just over here in Gastonia with my man Weapon Lord. I got a project coming with Black Tune. We just did a bunch of dope joints, and I've been listening to all y'all shit. Shout outs to Comet.
How long you been spitting, though?
Since like I was six. Like I guess we're going on 24 years now. 24 years in the game.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Who was some of your influences coming up in the game?
Shit, man, Rakim first. Yeah, I guess Rakim's records were kind of everything, you know, for me growing up. And then from there, just kind of listening to everybody else. Run DMC too, man. Run DMC is my shit. We were just listening to Down with the King about 5 minutes ago.
Damn, man, you said Rakim. He said Run DMC. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know you're a youngster, man. What made you get into like Run DMC and Rakim, man? You know, being, you know, your age bracket is like more of a younger age bracket, man.
See, my heyday, like y'all's heyday, everybody's heyday or golden age, like usually when they're in high school to like when they're like a young man, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I grew up during that LimeWire age with like Kazaa, when all the music was really getting pirated, because, you know, I was born in 1990, so that was really my, you know, golden era. But growing up, I remember the first CD I got was like a promo, like a Biggie CD, but the Biggie had a Biggie song on it, and then it had a Bone Thugs song on it. And from there, the same dude that got me that CD at school on the bus, I got a Rakim CD, and then it was kind of just on from there.
Oh, that's crazy, my nigga, man. For real, man. I heard some of your shit. Yeah, I see that you doing your thing. To everybody that don't know, you know, Minihana, you know, he part of the Screwball family now. You know, I'm part of his family now. You know, we doing things and shit. We doing things, so. Kami, you got a question for Thun?
Yeah. You born and raised down in North Carolina?
I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, but I was just living up in New York, up in Poughkeepsie. And then, you know, I lived in South Carolina for a while. I'm one of those dudes that's lived like in Phoenix and everywhere in Boston. So, you know, I just move around a lot. You know what I mean? Where are you from, Comet?
I'm from the X. I'm from the Bronx. You know, I'm on Strong Island right now. I'm out on Strong Island right now, you know, repping the island. But, you know, I'm born and raised in the Bronx, Kingsbridge. And, you know.
When was the last time?
So you're in the studio right now, huh, Benny, man? What you in there doing right now? You say you in there with who? Weapon Lord?
Yeah, Weapon Lord's in here getting nice.
Yeah, who's that?
What's happening, bro?
Let the people know who Weapon Lord is, man.
Weapon Lord is the motherfucker who kill everything when he get on the microphone. You already know. From Gastonia, North Carolina, ain't nothing like it. As Black called me, I'm the damn unicorn.
No doubt. Thun come from the top of the head crazy with it. Like, he's one of those dudes that come from the top of the head and just with some amazing shit, and you'd be like, yo, damn, this nigga is fucking nice with it.
Word is born. Already being my folks.
Yo, word is born. Weapon Lord is definitely a Weapon Lord. He makes beats. Beat the boys bad on the mic. And, you know, we're going to do the damn thing, man. We got the whole family, man. Destro, Pyro. We about to do the whole thing, man.
I had to woo.
Sam Slinger, everybody, man. Sam Slinger, everybody. The whole team.
Hey, yeah, boy. Hell yeah.
This shit moving over here, man. Yo, we're going to get back into some more music over here.
Hey, get back into it. It's good hearing from you, Cat.
No doubt. Yo, thanks for the call up. Benny Hanna, North Carolina. Get with the boy. He's bad, y'all. You heard?
Hey.
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Alright, y'all.
One.
Yes, indeed. So let's go ahead and hit him with that Apex joint, man. Remember,
go,
the call
man.
Number is 516-531-9596. Hit one. Let's go.
widow stomping the streets with my heat and my steel toes. Who them niggas on the corner with them hoodies on? Hands in they pocket looking like they wanna get it on. Old lady looking at you out the window, shaking her head, closing the curtains real slow. You in the wrong part of town, niggas looking you up and down. No smiles, only frowns. Gotta keep the pocket rocket ready. Send some hot shots at they knock. Gotta keep the cop daily. You not from outside, you can't survive. This is real shit, 24-7, not 9-to-5. You not built for gunplay, so don't play that. Comment, these niggas is food, bring the safe back. This is wartime, this is when I kick in the door. Everybody get on the fucking floor time. Ain't nobody safe, nobody move. Reach for your phone, motherfuckers getting boom.
Rat cut, snakes are hissing. Keep the clipping, blast the target, watch the opposition, keep them in submission. Screwball flexing, get plucked off the benches. 40 or the Mac 11, gave his bunch down like a cigarette. Float like a Learjet, straight out the projects. Apex predator, who had the most sinister. Grimy, growling with my crimeys, words of kamikaze. Yo, niggas wanna stop my shine, but I'm not having it. Try and take what's mine, let off the cannon. Told my son shit was gon' get him. Suckers in they feelings, yeah. All about the dealings. Trying to sit down with them all and talk millions. Be the minions, build bridges, stack heavy ammunition for anyone plotting assassination. No leaking location, keep the stove on bacon. Camera for surveillance, ain't no telling. Watch the opposition, blast weapons in any direction. Fire rocket launcher, if they intercept it, avoid intersection. Can't trust no one, niggas be telling. Predicate felons, guzzle Hennessy, chasing Heineken. Soft side like Anakin, all white, standing for Anderson. Fed be planting shit, it's a deadly zone. Protect the throne, don't get stomped out. Every amount accountable, snake niggas plotting on you. Watch me aim, open fire on you. Watch who you keep around you, cause we dealing with some animals. Keep the grass cut, snakes are hissing. Keep the clipping, blast the target, watch the opposition. Keep them in submission, screwball flexing. Get plucked off the benches, 40 or the Mac 11. Get bust down like a cigarette, float like a Learjet. Straight out the projects, apex predator. Who had the most sinister, grimy, growling with my crimeys. Words of kamikaze.
Yeah. Straight off that smoke shit. Apex Predator shit. You heard?
Yeah, shout out Astro Vandalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just his birthday the other day, right?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Astro Vandalist.
Happy birthday, my brother. Astro. We're on a lot of birthdays, passing by a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating the end of the year. The end of the year, man, 2020, fuck over with, man. Let's just hope, you know what I'm saying, everything be better for 21, man, you heard?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, man, who fucking with, you fucking with that vaccine thing? You getting shot up with that shit when they say, yo, we got it ready for you, yo, come take this shot.
Nah, they got it. I'm going to tell them, you take it. And I come check you in 14 days. You know, because I just seen a girl take it, and then she passed out like 15 minutes after taking it. You know what I mean?
Say words.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. She started getting dizzy, like right.
I heard
right
about
on
that,
air,
but I ain't see it though, man.
Yeah, she went down.
Stage,
she went down.
I gotta see that shit. I gotta see, was it staged looking or was it real, man? But they did say,
yeah, and then
gonna have fucking,
and then some other people took it and they had like paralysis on the side of their face, but they trying to say that it's not from the vaccine. You know?
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then I'm
just
also
like
hearing
the flu
too
shot,
that a lot of people are saying. They also saying some people catching, I don't know if this is true or not, but some people say they catching HIV from this thing. I don't know.
I saw that.
Can't trust.
We can't go crazy with the conspiracy theories, man.
Nah, that was in that actually was like in Australia that they had they kind of, and what it was coming up as was it was like saying like the people had, whoever took it was had contracted HIV, but then it would show that they didn't have it. I saw that.
But
they're trying to make sure that you take it. Like they're trying to make it like if you're taking a flight somewhere, you got mandatory take it.
I don't know, man.
If you land,
I might just take that shit, man.
Yeah, nah.
Just get over with, my nigga.
Like I said, I maybe on like the sixth one that they make. You know, not this first one that they're making.
I mean, it ain't gonna be no good to get the fucking the virus and then try to take the shit, nigga. You might be a body.
If you have it and you get it, it might not even work, you know. So you're supposed to take it before contracting it.
But if you get it now, that prevents you from getting it. That's
so they say.
So
they say.
Scientists,
you know, that's
say, and if you real believe in the scientist type nigga, then believe in the scientists and take that shit.
Alright, so I'm gonna wait till you get it, and then after you told me that you good, then I'm gonna go get it.
I said, I'm thinking about taking that shit. I ain't say I'm definitely taking it.
Yeah, like I said,
that nigga's coming out there looking like
just going around, my nigga. Like the way it's going, like it looks like everybody's gonna eventually fucking get that shit, right? That's the way it looks like. Everybody's gonna fucking get that shit. There's no way to fucking avoid it. So if you got the shot, shot up. You ain't gotta worry about that shit. Get the shot, homie.
Have you out there looking like Michael Jackson from Thriller? Eyes all yellow and shit.
There's no really proof that you can't re-catch it again. Because think about the people that had it and they felt better and then they got it again. So you know
niggas,
what I mean?
Niggas be eating assholes and fucking smoking all kinds of blunts behind each other, drinking all kinds of Hennessy, and worried about fucking a fucking shot. Yeah.
Nah. It's like the flu shot.
Hey, but low key, Poet, check this out. I see in a way what Poet is saying, because you have a lot of junkies out there. Like you niggas, they'll take the crack rock without hesitation. They'll take that crack rock and that 8-ball. They don't know where it's coming from.
Well, they'll take that shit, melt it down, and shoot it in their fucking arm. They'll take a crack rock, melt it down, and shoot it up and die. Yeah. The motherfuckers will do all that shit. Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with taking the motherfucking pill. But I mean, they take the shot.
Yeah, listen.
Make sure that.
They offer the flu shot. Every year they offer you the flu shot. I don't take it.
You probably had the flu go through you a couple of times. I'm quite sure you had the flu before. Me too.
I've had the flu, you know, because, you know, when the C's come home from school, they come home sick. They pass it along in the crib, you know. But, like I said, after you do it, I'll check you out for like 2 weeks, and then we could go from there, you know?
Make sure you don't have
a zombie. Nah, I'm going to be good.
If you do come out a zombie, you might drop 10 albums in one day.
Yeah, I think it's
coming out like, Resident Evil. You know, Resident Evil.
Okay, I'm gonna be that zombie, that the lead zombie, tearing up everything. Y'all niggas gonna have to try to destroy me. I'm that zombie.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be Will
Smith. The video
will be. And I ain't trying to be Will Smith out there along with my dog, man.
Oh, that's he got the shitty end of the stick at that end of that movie.
Yeah, even still, people start reacting to their serum or whatever.
virus they contracted. Like, you know, I just feel sorry for, you know, the
rally right now. Yeah.
I feel sorry for, you know, the people that you know, that fell victim to the COVID, because it's real. You know, a lot of people ain't taking it serious, but
yeah,
it is serious, man. And the numbers are still going up.
Rest in peace,
you know,
man.
Crazy, man.
Free from that shit, man. Word.
Yeah, you gotta protect yourself. Wear your mask. You know, wash your hands. Stay away from large crowds. You know. And that's
listen
pretty much.
Rules. Try to listen to the
and
rules.
And wash your ass.
Yeah, don't forget
to
wash your ass. But
try not to be passing the L's around.
You know, yeah, you know, even when you're going in the stores and you're grabbing handles and you all that, like, you gotta be aware of all that. You don't know who grabbed
exactly.
That door handle just before, you know.
Yeah, man, you gotta get
you
on
gotta
some Felix Unger shit, bro. You gotta be real Felix Ungery right now. Because motherfucker, shit is all around the place, my nigga.
Yeah, it's all over. And, you know, the thing is, too, like here in New York, you know, our numbers be going up and down, but it's all in the other places where the numbers are going up because they're not really paying attention. They're really not caring what is being said until they there. Like, look at Jeremiah. He just finished beating it. And I've seen an interview that he did that, you know, certain organs in his body started shutting down, you know?
Who that?
Jeremiah. Jeremiah here, he a R&B cat.
Oh, that dude.
And you know, that's serious. That's some serious shit, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people caught that, man. Joe Budden had caught it. West Side Gunn had caught it. It's a real deal.
The Rock, didn't The Rock catch it?
Yeah.
They said that
Tom Hanks said
that he did. Yeah, Tom Hanks was one of the first people. Rudy Giuliani just caught it. It's out there, man. It's out there. It don't matter where you at, LA, Texas, you know.
Yeah,
it don't matter where you at, Boston. It don't matter where you at. It's going.
It don't matter the age either, man.
Yeah, you in Africa, you in Germany, you in France, it don't matter. Like it's out there. Like, it's out there. Shout out to everybody overseas that's dealing with it too, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Shit is real, man.
Exactly.
That's why we gotta provide a getaway with some dope music for the people, man.
Oh yeah, but we giving people too much science, man. And matter of fact, we were talking about legends earlier. KRS-One is back out. He dropped a new joint. And this joint here is called
Black.
Black.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear the shit.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. We want black power. We want black power. We want black power.
Not a regular, this is that boom, blah, blah, blah. Some they call it secular, I just call it blah, blah, blah. Marcus Garvey, Bookman, Dottie, bring that army, blah, blah, blah. Malcolm X and Kwame Ture, this is where I'm at. If you wanna talk to me about blah, blah, blah. Haile Selassie the first, niggas, niggas, let's talk about that, that, that. Kaboom, Yanni Maroon and all the Maroons, let's talk about that, that, that. The real Underground Railroad, the first subway for black, black, black. The freedom train begins with your brain. Get in on track, track, track. Whether justice or injustice, how do you react, act, act? Can you stand there laughing when they shoot us in the black, black, black? This is what some rappers sound like every time they rap, rap, rap. I'm raising up the red and the green and the black, black, black. Even with no cops in the hood, we still hear click, click, clack, clack, clack. I cannot forget my ancestors.
just because I rap, rap, rap. Look at me from top to bottom. KRS is black, black, black. Ghetto, ghetto, speak up, speak out. Reach out, reach out. This is what black about. Get up, get out. Speak up, speak out. Reach out, reach out. This is what I rap about. Get up, get out. Speak up, speak out. Reach up, reach out. Too many selling out. Get up, get out. Reach up, reach out. Lift up, lift out. Get out. Gonna ask the question now. Are you really? Black, black, this is not a mystery. We under attack, attack, attack. If you're chatting for free, you hold our people back, back, back. Time to put aside the fantasy and deal with back, back, back. This is not the time to be talking. All that crap, crap, crap. Those that talk that crap, crap, crap are those that don't fight back, back, back. You can say what you like for real skill. I never lack, lack, lack. Black is more a consciousness. The way you think and act, act, act. Yo! Get up, get out. Speak up, speak out. Reach up, reach out. This is what black about. Get up, get out. Speak up, speak out. Reach up, reach out. This is what I rap about. Get up, get out. Speak up, speak out. Reach up, reach out. Too many selling out. Get up, get out. Reach up, reach out. Lift up, lift out. Get out, light out.
We have stayed here and we beg the president. We beg the federal government. That's all we've been doing, begging, begging. It's time we stand up and take over. Take over. We have to do what every group in this country did. We got to take over the communities where we outnumber people so we can have decent jobs. So we can have decent houses. So we can have decent roads. So we can have decent schools. So we can have decent justice.
Dope, dope, dope. That shit is dope. You know, but I think KRS-One got to get some motherfucking points taken away. You know, he got to get some points taken away for fucking changing, rapping in a different fucking tone. Like, what the fuck, man? Why are you still impersonating a Rasta? Like, stop. Why are you changing the voice? That's like the equivalent of like a New York nigga trying to rap like a fucking country nigga, like.
You know, that's been his. He's always been like that, though.
Yeah, man, but that shit is kind of corny, man, because you don't sound like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not how you talk. That might be, you know what I'm saying, your heritage, or you might hang around, but you're not that. So, I don't know. I wonder how fucking real Jamaicans feel, real Rastas feel about when they hear that nigga impersonating them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because boys dope. You know what I'm saying? Niggas dope. You know what I'm saying? We had our shit. But the niggas dope. But I just don't like when he fucking changes his voice up and try to act like, bop, back, back. Nah, nigga, that ain't you, nigga. That ain't you, yo. So I can do that. Can I make a record like that too and get away with it? Fuck no. Why? Because I could kind of grow some dreads. Because he ain't got the long official dreads. He should have had those by now. He must have been cutting this shit. But a real dread nigga, you see how Snoop shit is. How Snoop shit is growing all the way down there. That's how KRS-One shit should be right now. I guess he was, you know, on some diva shit, cutting this shit. Real Rastafari. They motherfucking grow this shit, man. Them niggas no cut nothing.
Real Rasta, he ain't even, like, you can't even put a pick in there.
They no cut nothing. See how I changed my voice up right there? And trying to impersonate. That's how KRS-One sound when he rhyming. Like, I can't do that. I don't think nobody else can get away with that shit. Who can get away with that? But the song is dope. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's conscious shit. I like the shit. You got something else? Let's go to some more songs, man. Let's go play something else.
Definitely go check the video.
Yes, indeed, man. I'm back, y'all. Yeah, I see what he was saying, but you can also see that was his. He kind of wanted to use.
Yeah,
that,
what I was just saying.
This is my non-metal beat to go bang.
Yo, hold on. We just said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you doing? Eating fucking bowl of fucking foot crumbs, nigga? What you doing over here?
Now I had to make sure. I think I had to make sure the phone line was working because I think we got a 562 call on the line.
That nigga pop up. Don't try to pop up front like you've been listening to shit. This nigga
562. Where you from?
Hey, this.
Oh, we got call.
My name's Joel. I'm out here from Anaheim.
What up, bro?
I'm calling you guys listening in.
Screwball Radio, man. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, I'm listening to what you guys are saying about the new KRS-One track. And, you know, I actually agree. He's really switching up his style with this, but I think it's dope for the kind of message he's going for, too. Because it also, I think he's going for something more militaristic. And that's why he, you know, there's kind of this shift in hip-hop that's going on right now. People are paying attention to drums and their beats again. And I feel like he's really rapping in a way that's trying to copy a snare. And he's wailing on it. He's going smack, smack, smack. And he went with the next best word, black, black, black.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
So I wanted to call in and throw that in because I think that's part of connecting to why he made the song that way.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a dope record. The video,
like how Bob Marley,
check
you know,
the video.
Like how Bob Marley, you know, uplift the people with the war, you know, the chants from the African chant, you know, and Bob Marley, you know, got the uplifting music. So I see what you're saying, my brother.
Yeah, like a different kind of mantra, because a different kind of mindset.
All right.
Anyway, guys, hey, much love to you guys. I'll keep bumping you out here.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Shout out to you,
Radio.
Comet. Shout out to you, Black Poet. Shout out to you, King Eric.
Big ups. Big ups.
Thank
Big
you.
Ups.
Doubt, bro.
Thanks a lot, yo, for calling up.
Much love.
Radio. We for the people, you heard? We for the people,
man. Right. Yeah. I love Canada, my man.
Shout out Anaheim, kid. Shout out Anaheim.
The whole thing with us, it don't matter. It don't matter how many people's listening. As long as the right people is listening, that's all we care about. You heard?
Yeah, we want people that really appreciate. They got to really appreciate, you know, because we only going to give them what we think is dope, you know. We ain't going to follow suit.
That's how that go. We ain't got no playlist.
Yeah, we ain't
know what we need. Play something right now for the ass, man.
Gotcha, man. I got this one here from Crooked Eye called Alternative Facts. So we're going out to Long Beach with this one.
LA stand up.
LBC.
Boyfriend, ask if you've been cheating. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
The cops pull you over, sir, if you've been drinking. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
Your resume ain't looking good, bro. Delete it and use alternative facts.
And use alternative facts.
You got a lie you wanna keep a secret. Just use alternative facts.
Just use alternative facts.
Now let's go. Hey, I love alternative facts. Hey, he love alternative facts. Hey, she love alternative facts. Hey, we love alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
Donald Trump's an honorable guy. Kanye so modest and shy. That's a couple alternative facts. So we can all be honest and lie. I use them all the time for my benefit. I tell true fibs, I'm not a hypocrite. So I can never be caught in a lie. Even with the women, I'm solid cause I knew this thought lies an excellent cock rider with a twat like a hot geyser. Gave me top in her mom's Chrysler. She was hot as a bonfire. Only problem, I did not like her. So I had to lie to her. With the lies, I'm nicer than Sean Spicer. So if you get caught with another dude, your man bust in the room and seen the brother new. You got alternative facts, so what the fuck is proof? Looking dead in the eye and tell the other truth. Your boyfriend ask if you've been cheating. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
The cops pull you over, sir, if you've been drinking. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
Your resume ain't looking good, bro. Delete it and use alternative facts.
And use alternative facts.
You got a lie you wanna keep a secret. Just use alternative facts.
Just use alternative facts.
Now let's go. Hey, I love alternative facts. Hey, he love alternative facts. Hey, she love alternative facts. Hey, we love alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
You gotta learn to relax. You gotta learn to act like these conservatives act. Like Kellyanne Conway, she got alternative facts. She lies so well, she should learn how to rap. Cause in this era, she would murder it. Culture, I'm not concerned with it. Hip hop's alive cause these whack rappers preserving it. That's the kind of fact in the science class. And teachers Galileo said the earth is flat as Black China's ass. That's alternative truth, no reversing it. You got the urge to get away with false verbiage. Lies for the truth is what you're trying to pass. That's a King Mufasa tale with your lying ass.
Yeah.
And since I'm in here dropping classics like Gum Bottom Reeboks, I got another alternative fact before the beat stops. Raindrops, drop tops, I'm Glass Slaughterhouse album ain't deep.
Your
boyfriend asked if you've been cheating. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
The cops pull you over, sir, if you've been drinking. Give him alternative facts.
Give him alternative facts.
Your resume ain't looking good, bro, delete it and use alternative facts.
And use alternative facts.
You got a lie you wanna keep a secret. Just use alternative facts.
Just use alternative facts.
Now let's go. Hey, I love alternative facts. Hey, he love alternative facts. Hey, she love alternative facts. Hey, we love alternative facts.
Screwball Radio back, alternative facts. I like that shit, yo. That's a funny joint, man. I really like that shit. Shout out, Cookin'.
Yeah, dope.
Is y'all niggas there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Do we have a delay? Is there a delay or something?
You got it on speaker?
No, I ain't got it on speaker. I ain't got it on speaker.
Yeah, sometimes they do it.
No, that
he might have us on speaker. You got us on speaker?
I ain't the main guy here.
No, that's why I said he might have us on speaker.
Yo, y'all there?
Look. Oh, man. Yeah, I like the alternative action. L.A. Stand Up, Crooked Eye. See, we're going to play shit that you never heard. That shit is dope right there. I like that shit. It's funny. Got lyrics. Homie got lyrics for days. I like concept joints. I like them. I play concept joints.
Yeah. And he coming straight from Long Beach, too. And you know Long Beach, they got a line of spitters. Yeah, he's a quarter of Slaughterhouse, too, you know? Slaughterhouse was a dope crew for a second, you know. Joel Ortiz, Cook It Eye, Joe Buttons, Royce the 5'9".
Oh, I ain't know he was down.
Yeah, he was part of that Slaughterhouse.
Wow.
And it had the Eminem stamp on it too.
Yeah.
They made noise.
Definitely.
They made noise. They did their thing.
Yeah, he definitely was out there crushing mics. You know, their whole thing. You know, Joel Ortiz, bar work, you know? Strictly bar work.
And Joe Buttons, right?
Yeah, Joe Buttons, yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a lot of spitters, man. That's a lot of heat right there, kid. That's a lot of fucking... That's a lot of heat. Joel Ortiz alone is a... The problem. And now you got fucking them niggas right there, man. I don't know, man. They should have stayed together right there, yo. That right there.
Yeah, I remember
our team to beat, yo. Each man, like, it's hard to match man for man. Like, them niggas could go at the woo.
And y'all remember when the Four Horsemen, they had Cannabis, Raz Kaz, Pharoah Monch, and I think Killer Priest.
Yeah. There was
Bush for a little bit. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, man. See, I like when niggas get together like, niggas and shit like that.
They got to start clicking up, man.
Oh, no,
I mean, that's
what
Sons of Man was like. You know, Sons of Man was like that. Killer Priest was part of Sons of Man.
Me and King Mag. Me and King Mag got a little project coming up. You know what I'm saying? We tag teaming on some Goonie Google shit coming up soon. So, you know, we're going to keep the streets rocking.
Yeah, that's dope. King Mag is dope.
Most deaf, man.
He definitely been working all year. You know, he drop a single like almost every week or
yo,
every
one
month,
thing about
something
the
like that.
Man, niggas been working, yo. You right, Kyrie, yo. Niggas been working. A lot of niggas been working hard, man. I mean, Magnetic's one of them niggas, man. Niggas ain't slow down that one bit in this pandemic.
Yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas ain't slow down.
Yeah, no real, not a lot of visuals, but some people been doing it. Like Rusty Jux, he dropped like 3 albums this year, I believe. You know, Flea Boy.
At first, niggas was like falling back, but then once niggas realized, yo, fuck that, man. Once D Nice started going live, DJing live, and niggas started saying, yo, fuck that, yeah, we gonna keep doing this shit. Niggas kicked in. That Versus shit started. You know, DJing in their cribs. People
did.
Yeah,
Doo-Wop and Tony Touch. That was a dope Versus. Doo-Wop and Tony Touch.
Oh, that shit is still going down, matter of fact.
Nah, it was like, it was earlier in the pandemic. They had their little battle. It was just after the RZA and Premier had their battle.
I'm saying shit's still going down, like people in their cribs tuned in online to different shit.
Yeah, yeah, because the Versus is still going. Like E-40 and Too Short about to go at it, you know?
Oh, that's a nice one for the fucking Oak Town.
For the Bay.
For the town.
Yeah, for the Bay. For the Bay, kid.
Oh, man. But you know what's messed up about that? They the only two niggas that can do it. There's nobody else that... It's nobody else, yo.
I mean, Mac Dre got heat. You know, he from the Bay Area. Mac Dre, rest in peace, Mac Dre. But, you know, he probably be the only one that could go at those guys.
Like, they the only two that would make sense. Like, if nobody else moving there. So that's definitely a good Versus right there.
Yeah, you got Keek.
Oh, yeah,
meat.
I'm going to definitely check that out when pretty much when it's all done,
To me, without even watching it, I got to just get that one Too Short off the back, even though I love E-40, man.
You'd be surprised. Everybody that I've seen that's been promoting it has been a 40 water supporter. You know what I mean? They love their E-40.
When it comes to Oak Town, though, Too short, man. That's his tail, man. E-40 second.
Yeah. On the Mac.
But that's coming from a New York nigga. Yeah. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? We gotta see what the people say. As far as
you know
joints,
what I wanna see next?
As far as joints
you know
go, 40 got the most recent joints. 40 got the most memorable recent joints. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Too Short got the classic joints. E-40 got classic
first
too.
First 10 albums.
It's crazy. That's a hard one right there. But I'll give it to Too Short.
I'm about to give it to probably Short. Because of the first 10 albums were nothing but slappers. 40 got a versatile range.
Yeah, he gonna click because you know, like a lot of people base themselves around Too Short out there in the Bay Area, you know? Too Short was that guy.
You know, of course, shout out to E40. You know, shout out Keith the Sneak. Yeah, you know, shout out the whole Bay Area.
Facts. Hey, you guys, you know what? There's another version that I think would be dope to see. I would like to see Havoc versus Alchemist.
Yeah, they were talking about doing that earlier, but we're going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? But let's hit him with some more music, man, before we wrap it up.
Most deaf, man. Now, this joint here, we're going to Queens with this one, man. We're going to play this joint from Nori and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, this is the last joint of the night. This is the last joint of the night, man, till next Saturday, man.
And this joint here is called Manners.
Let's hit him hard.
Ignorance, dyslexia. Resource room, special education, dumb nigga shit.
Yeah. See, I'ma teach these niggas manners, I'm a world star. I'ma put them on cameras, I'ma use hammers. City boys, no bammers, fuck loving hip-hop. This is hip-hop with no love. Paul Marley, no dreads and no bud. Awkward, connect, Panamanian, I talk with. Bullshit, I ain't never asked what it costed. Caution, Paul Walker died in the forces. Went from Kuta Kinte, now we got Kim Ye. But I'm still a sensei, simple shit, simple. Scooter in the Bentley, took her out the Bentley. Told the whole, eat what you want. Bitch, Brambo Retro, rock shit, hip-hop shit. Ain't even ghetto metal. These niggas morbid, got they planet out of orbit. I absorb it, vaporize in our coffin. Pay your mortgage or foreclose with the corpses. Cocaine came off the plane, the shit gorgeous. 5% riding my tent, humming enormous.
When it comes to the boom bap shit, we added chapters. Frontin' like you rep it, the most niggas is acting. Mostly everything about you niggas is ass backwards. Don't worry about it, homie, we gon' teach these niggas manners. You niggas trash and you killin' the game, cancers. Shit about to change out here, we black bass. Yo, we about to teach these niggas manners.
Call the ambulance, have them pick up your people.
Feet, true life, feet, Beanie Siegel, cerebral, Illuminati, wise, evil. I don't like to speak to the help, we not equal. Chicks rock, 3-4 claw for some see-through. Violate, good belt, gang, or come see you, General who? Create my own crew like y'all cool. Ain't your nigga named Shashu, pop out the lines, you. Used to sing a quarter, break order with the water. Now my aura, study life and read Torah. Bora Bora, travel world, explorer. So son, you quit fucking with humming enormous.
When it comes to the boom bap shit, we added chapters. Frontin' like you rep it, the most niggas is acting. Mostly everything about you niggas is ass backwards. Don't worry about it, homie, we gon' teach these niggas manners. You niggas trash and you killin' the game, cancers. Shit about to change out here, we black bass. Yo, we about to teach these niggas manners.
We about to teach these niggas manners.
We about to teach these niggas manners.
All I wanna do is get money, smoke, and drink beer. Love to my cousins in Rockaway with Jinx here. I did it all from the highs to the bottom beats. And gold fronts only cover up my bottom teeth. Yellin' Nori, Boombaye, Kumbaye. Artie Clay, gunplay, CNN one way. Smoke bogey, cut the coke like Shinobi, old face Rollie. The green one, yeah, they know me, the Shabar Kobe. Monster, Cody, Parodi, hockey goalie. Say that once, Obi Kenobi. Said it's going back to boom back. I should be a part of it. Real pyramids, large pro, I think I started it. Catch me out in East New York, I'm in the heart of it. Reppin' for that East Coast, I'm always a part of it.
When it comes to the boom bap shit, we added chapters. Frontin' like you rep it, the most niggas is acting. Mostly everything about you niggas is ass backwards. Don't worry about it, homie, we gon' teach these niggas manners. You niggas trash and you killin' the game, cancers. Shit about to change out here, we black bass. Yo, we about to teach these niggas manners.
We about to teach these niggas manners.
We about to teach these niggas manners.